Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Let's continue our discussion about what it's going to take to be a success in the future of selling. I believe that the most successful companies in the future will be those that ruthlessly discriminate. What I mean by this is that the most profitable companies will be those who say no more often because they discriminate to an ideal buyer. Let's face it, markets are growing. And in most markets, we're seeing an increased demand for our product because there's increased buyers. Now, of course, there's increased competition as well. But an increased number of buyers means more demands on our time. And as a salesperson, we have to stop thinking that all buyers are created equal. Far too many teams that I work with treat all buyers the same. And they use their time ineffectively because they're trying to sell to people who don't meet their ideal targets or who are never going to buy. The best companies that we work with ruthlessly define who is the ideal target, and they sell only to those, and they train their teams to be comfortable saying no. Saying no is a powerful and profitable sales technique. Why? Because it frees you up to spend time with those buyers who are more likely to buy, allowing you to reduce your closing cycles and allowing you to sell more in less time. Take some time now and define who your ideal target is. Once you have your ideal target, then you can go back and produce the amount of information and the content that's required to attract that buyer. Just like we talked about in the previous podcast, making sure you're controlling the information flow to that targeted buyer. Who does this really well in today's marketplace? Companies like Harley Davidson, who know ideally who their best buyers are. Companies like Audi, who ideally focus in on a very specific demographic and create information that targets that demographic. And clients of mine in the staffing industry who know that their ideal target is in the food services business. And you know, when their market started to shrink a few years ago, targeting only in those food service industries that they knew well caused their business to grow over 100% when every competitor in their marketplace was shrinking. So learn to say no and ruthlessly discriminate in order to be a success. And in the future, you will have higher profits while exerting less effort to make sales. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.